Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Rise Guys suck. Take a look, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Thursday, April 25th, 2024. How's it going?
It's good.
It's good.
I usually just do the one ding. I double ding today. That's trying to amp myself up, though.
Double ding, double ding. You think you're your wife?
Mm-hmm.
Because of the four tens.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
Hell yeah.
Or nine's not going to come to work tomorrow. Was that the double ding preemptive? Are you going to Detroit? Ooh.
I have no plans to visit Detroit anytime for any reason.
Get up.
I've never been to Detroit.
Me neither.
Yeah, I feel like I've seen it now. We know somebody who just went there.
But you never been, Fat Boy?
Nah, never been.
Paige, ever been to Detroit?
No, Rock City.
Not for anything.
No.
Not even for flyover or anything.
It hasn't really been a destination at any point in any of our lives.
Mm-mm.
Nah, between the guy we know that moved there and watching – hardcore Paul, and I feel like I've seen Detroit.
Wait, Matt's been to damn Cleveland, ain't been Detroit.
Well, that was, yeah, but that was for not for, I didn't even go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame when I went.
Yeah.
That was just for business. The National Sports Cards Collectors Convention.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
That's hard to say. National Sports Cards, that's why they just called the NSSCC.
Mm-hmm.
Nevertheless, I thought you went to Chicago, Jim.
Because, I did. Not Detroit, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay, what went on in Chicago then?
A lot of stuff.
Oh, wow.
There was a fire one time, a goat. Oh, wow.
There was a great fire. They said it was one of the greatest.
Yeah, it was a really good fire. Apparently, it had Bartman happened there.
Bartman, Steve Bartman. Ernie Banks.
A couple people have been shot in Chicago.
So, yeah.
Like three people ever have been shot in Chicago.
Walk down people, Michigan
did
Avenue.
You say three people never have been?
No, three people ever of all. In all of history, I think three shootings have taken place in Chicago throughout the history of the city. Three shootings.
Wow.
Yep.
Was your card show at the Gund Arena back then?
That arena just demonetized us.
He's eating a ham sandwich, folks.
Sorry.
That's what he's doing. Yeah.
Now the arena demonetized us.
Oh, why?
Gund Arena.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Look at that.
Well, I said Gunt the other day.
Yeah, it's true.
That guy's last name,
uh-huh.
Ron, used to play for the Braves.
Nice.
That place was
Gant, Matt, man.
Oh, it was Gant. Damn it.
He's thinking of the clothing, gun, polo shirts.
that was also Gant.
Damn, if you get those anymore, can you?
Let's hope not.
That's the neighborhood here in Greenville, Gant.
That's some kind of them shirts back in the 90s where you look trendy and hip from like 20 feet away. This is my walked up on you. And saw, oh, I just went too many legs on that horse.
Yep. Yeah. The best 90s shirts were the ones that my dad and your dad both wore, Matt, with the banded bottom polos.
Oh, my God.
Where they had, yeah, like the color block going across them, kind of.
They were like, I think they were called Habana.
And then they had my dad would get his at Walmart. They were always from Walmart. But they had an elastic band around the waist for some reason.
I don't know. They were real anti-shirt tails.
Yeah. Yeah, they were.
They would tuck everything.
Yeah.
Not everything.
My dad didn't tuck his. He wore it out. He wore the elastic out.
Well, yeah.
Nice.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, his uniform was one of those shirts. and some usually Rustler blue jeans and some black penny loafers with white socks.
Rustler.
My dad's uniform started out as probably traditional Dickies, you know, top and bottom.
Mm-hmm. Why didn't he wear a full shirt?
That's a Dickie. Dickies, the brand. You know, work shirts. And then as he elevated in the textile mill, it then turned into sweatpants and T-shirts.
Yeah. I remember wearing khakis a lot.
He would wear Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
Football shirt.
Yeah, Looney Tunes sweatshirts and stuff.
It's his birthday today. Happy birthday,
Happy
Diddy.
Birthday, Diddy. Oh, I saw the picture Diddy. Of him.
Oh, yeah.
It's a handsome photo of him, man. It is a handsome photo.
Yeah, it's pure 1970s.
Mm-hmm.
The freaking chops and everything. But that arena, Fat Boy, you may, it wasn't that one. It was out on a, basically like out on a, maybe it was an old airport, like a big landing strip area. Not like that. But, you know, you had to drive way out, and it was all...
That used to be the name of the one strip club over by the airport.
Oh, yeah?
Back in the day, it was Landing Strip.
Yeah. It was great. And then everybody started just shaving it all off.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't cool no more.
But this was at a landing strip? That was like at a Donaldson Center?
Yeah, that kind of like that. It was a big old, you know, industrial kind of conference center thing. But, yeah, that's where I met the great Cassius Clay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now they have them in malls.
Mm-hmm.
You can... Take your cards in there and hawk them back and forth and get your Lorcanas and your DODs.
I remember we went to one time, Matt, man, we went to one in Charlotte many years ago. We went together to one, and it was at like a livestock auction kind of place.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they had cards everywhere at the livestock auction.
Yeah. You can put them anywhere.
Yeah.
Come on up to the Ag Center. We're going to swap cards.
Yeah. Without sports card shows, there wouldn't be a lot of hotels still remaining around.
At least not the conference centers.
They're conference centers. I mean,
if it wasn't for that and the hypnosis seminars.
Nowadays, you know, when you're having like a, you know, group meeting or whatever, you can't make it a meeting anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You have to do an activity. You have to maybe go outside. You're doing yogas. You meet. You're.
Yeah, that's true.
I pitched the idea. They could have sales meetings on the farm and all that stuff. And then in a group effort, shovel some S-word. But they're like, you know, too far.
That could be their one thing.
They're like, no, we'll go to the driving range. It's an eyesore for 10 miles in every direction.
We're gonna go do some kind of thing like that. And then we're going to talk about business as we drink.
Yeah.
That's the American way now. I want some.
It's your big beer and talk about deals.
Yeah. Deals. Yeah, but nevertheless...
I don't like mixing drinking in business. I prefer to drink when it's not, you know.
You ever think, though, that, like, the head guy or the several people, you know, like the higher-ups are drinking non-alcoholic drinks so everybody else will get, you know, the truth serum and...
I'm a paranoid person, but I'm not that paranoid until now.
I am.
Now I do, yes. Thanks Wake for up, that. Paige. I needed that.
You hung the hell over, aren't you?
No.
All right. Yeah. You didn't look away. You're serious.
No, I didn't do anything. Smell your breath.
It's a fetish. Come here.
I didn't do anything yesterday. I actually tried to read.
Well, yeah, you got it this weekend.
Yeah, I'm saving it for that.
Nice.
Plus, I had
you sound like a girl pre-1963.
Saving it. That sounds like a famous prank, you were talking about with the drinking the non-alcoholic.
Oh, yeah.
George Clooney said when they were doing Batman, the one he did with Schwarzenegger,
mm-hmm.
They went out drinking, and they were doing vodka shots, but Clooney was doing water. And then Arnold just keeps pounding vodka, and he's like, why are you not drunk?
I swear that had not, and it wasn't work-related, not even here work-related, but it was where I was either that I was just such a lightweight, maybe it was like right when I was becoming diabetic, or had always been and never knew,
mm-hmm.
And, I just remember, like, this dude was like, no, man, let's go. You know, he may be the one that started that.
He started the whole let's go
let's
thing.
Go.
Let's
Tom
do
Brady
it.
Ripped him off.
Let's go.
Let's
Everybody
just go.
Ripped him off. And,
LFNG.
But in a business sense, so that's actually very smart. Is that what Carnegie was teaching?
Andrew.
Carnegie. Might have been.
Don't drink.
I feel like that's an acceptable business term now. LFG. Like yeah. saying it.
It seems to be. People just say it everywhere now.
I don't drink coffee, so I ain't down with that. I know what you meant.
Yeah. Can do it.
That's probably big at the beach in Gatlinburg on t-shirts.
Oh, you know it is.
LFG.
That's what you say on all the slingshot rides and stuff, too, I bet.
It's got a girl with, like, huge knockers. She's wearing a bikini, but she's on a Bronco. Not the vehicle, a horse. You're bucking around or everything. LFG. Gatlinburg. Nothing to do with what's going on in Gatlinburg.
Man, Bucky's could make bank selling those, too.
I saw one of those slingshot videos.
Yeah.
And the chick was, she's strapped in, but she can't adjust her bra, so the guy working it had to take both of his hands and pull the front of her bra up just to get him locked in.
Good Lord.
Both hands.
What, did it click in the front?
Well, like her, she's like spilling out. But like.
Oh, yeah, shove him back down.
Yeah. He's like, both hands, I can't get him.
Pull up the straps.
When you do that, do you have to pay for the video, like, as an, you know, an add-on? An upsell?
Ooh, I don't know. That's a good question.
I don't
know.
Because
if you didn't get it for that, that's bull crap. Because they get it, and they probably, when you're signing your, I'm getting a bunch of carnies pissed at me right now a bit. But when you sign your little, you know, thing you didn't read, say, yeah, okay, cool. I just want to do this. It probably says, we also get ownership of this video.
Oh, they definitely have it to post because they post them all on social media.
Yeah, and you see them on AFV. Yeah. I almost said LFG. It's LFG on AFV.
Well, you should get it because you pay like, what, 25 or 30 bucks to ride it?
I don't know and will never know because it's.
Can be cheap.
I mean, it's the odds. One of them videos is going to go awry real bad.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. They seem to. The one we played, I told him I wasn't ready.
I have no desire to do it.
Absolutely
so.
I don't have the opposite feeling of wanting to jump out of a freaking airplane.
No, I won't do that either.
Oh, I want to do
or even
that.
A tall tree, to be honest.
No, I don't want to do that at all. That would hurt bad.
Gravity.
What if we did it? I'm like, they're like, it ain't going to go up real far, but it's going to come down really hard and fast.
Of course.
We go up like 10 feet and then just fall.
I have fallen down. It hurts.
You'll be tied against somebody, so you'll be all right.
I want a fresh band. I don't want one that's been baking in the sun all day. You've seen a rubber band on a parking lot when it's hot, maybe. I don't know, but they get all dry and start cracking.
I think those are worms.
Oh, but nevertheless, I want a fresh band if I ever did it, which I won't. Won't do it. I won't jump off into the one where you jump off a bridge. Over water,
mm-hmm.
Water deep enough to catch the
bungee.
Plunge. And yeah, bungee.
That looks like so much fun.
Never. I do not need that thrill.
Nope. Or the big swing where you go way up and way up that way.
Even putting on the freaking goggles, the Meta, Oculus, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have that desire. I know what that feels. You ever been asleep in a car and you kind of half wake up and they're going down a hill and that freaking emotion in your heart? You ever get that?
Oh, yeah.
Or at least, like, you're not paying attention, maybe. You're not driving, honestly.
Oh, God.
But, they, you know, I just remember this one area where when I would go to school, if I'd, like, nod off to sleep going to school or wasn't paying attention, that feeling in my gut and in my chest where it would be, oh, like that. Oh, yeah.
There's a couple spots around town where you can, like, roads that are like that.
Like, close your eyes and ride down them in a car?
Well, you get that pit in your stomach.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. One of them's that hill on Ferris Road.
Yeah.
If you're coming from the hospital going towards Greenville Tech, go down that one hill. Now there's always so many cars, you can't get it. Yeah. But it used to be before there was so much traffic in town, you'd get that feeling going down that big hill.
Dude, the best one's right off Piedmont Park Road, right behind my old middle school. Holy moly. I mean, it literally, it's like a blind view because it literally just goes straight the hell down.
There's also a good one that it's better than it looks in Spartanburg over by the auditorium and the Marriott going down towards Vic Bailey. Autumn.
Honda.
Oh, yeah.
There's one in Easley, this big one right near the old Five Points.
Yeah.
There's one in Liberty called Thrill Hill.
A little bit of that feeling is kind of exhilarating. Too much? Mm-mm. I'm going to have a heart attack.
I like a little bit, though.
How'd he die? He did the bungee thing at the fair.
How you die?
I don't want to be him.
Man, last time I rode rides at the fair, it hurt. like getting slung about, and getting jostled. Like it hurts. Yeah. This is painful.
You should have rode him in the '80s.
Bruises on the side of your legs.
No safety gadgets.
If I was 13, it would be fine. But I'm like, I have some age to me now. This hurts.
Oh,
I don't like
boy.
Being jostled about. Painful.
I wonder what happened to all those. And before you text in, they're still out there. But I mean the old school amusement rides where there was no nothing. No safety restraints. That one thing they'd sling you around or the Gravitron or whatever. There's nothing. I mean, you're literally spinning at some kind of G-force.
Yeah.
Probably low-key G-force, but nevertheless, you slung all about.
Yeah.
You're kind of getting off disoriented and sick at your stomach.
That's not a fetish for me in that way.
Uh-uh.
Plus, it's always hot at the fair. So you in like this spinny aluminum can, and it's hot as hell. Somebody is going to hurl.
Always did that.
Yeah.
Somebody's definitely going to Ralph.
The hurler.
Yeah.
The hurler.
I don't know why when it comes to those things, I don't trust the wooden ones. But those were the ones that like lasted forever.
Yeah.
Until you start looking up amusement park deaths in the turn of the century, and you're like, God almighty.
Yeah.
You people kept coming to this after they'd have them metal slides where people would end up like, getting decapitated or something.
That creaky sound of the roller coaster at Santa Cruz, and it goes out over the water.
I'm talking about like the old Swamp Fox at the beach. That thing, like my grandma, I think, my mom rode it as a child.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did later on. It was the same roller coaster.
Yeah.
But I'm here to tell you, it was all right.
Named for Francis Marion.
Yep. These metal ones and ones. Falling apart.
Named a whole roller coaster after that college.
Yeah, they did. Francis Marion. So, today, Thursday, obviously, Facebook fussing. And something brand new. No, it's not the Alan Jackson parody song that I want so much.
We don't have that, no.
But this one right here, holy moly, it's going to be good. It's going to take something you already love, I know, and make it that much better.
You're going to take something you like and like it more now.
It's when the ice cream guy says, "What if we put a cherry on top?"
Ooh.
They're like, "Oh my God, you just changed the game."
This is like the first person to put sprinkles on a sundae.
It's that guy. It's that bit.
Oh.
Feel free to text us 72341. That's the TLCMotors.com text line.
You know something?
Mm.
Standard message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive.
Paige, what's up in the plot?
We're going to find out why this actor turned down $12 million to star in a movie that would have portrayed O.J. Simpson as an innocent man. We'll get into that story next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Denzel. It's got to be Denzel.
We don't know the actor's playing O.J.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
Oh! Okay.
No. I was trying to get something out, and my back hurts. You can go to break. Morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys, Madman 9, Paige, and Fatboy.
These guys are pretty darn dope, if you know what I mean.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi.
We begin with a story about an actor that chose morality over money, and he turned down an offer of $12 million to star in a movie that portrayed O.J. Simpson as an innocent man.
Okay, what would be more fun here? You sang the person and we guessed the role because you said it might not be O.J. Mm-hmm. Or would it be more fun if you say the role and then we guess who it might be?
Oh, man. Either one.
What's the A-B on that? Fatboy, you're the deciding vote.
Man, I like the first one. But that you got to kind of know actors, though, to kind of match them up.
Yeah. I think I like the first one, too.
All right, go with that one.
So name the role that he would have played.
Or the actor.
Or the actor. Okay. Well, the actor is Owen Wilson.
Marsha Clark.
Chris Darden.
Judge Ito.
Judge Ito.
No.
F. Lee Bailey.
Don't be nice. He's dead.
What did he do to you?
Barry Sheck. Oh, I know who it is.
Is it going to be Ron Goldman?
Oh, my gosh.
I thought he's blonde. Did he play? Was he going to play Nicole?
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Well.
Is it going to be?
I think the Marsha, they would do something like that, you know?
It popped in my head who he kind of favors. I think I know who it is.
Cato Kaelin?
No, I didn't even think about that one. Is it Cato?
No.
Is it Mark Furman?
No, that's even better.
I was thinking Mark Furman.
It is Joe Gita. That's the morality part here. He didn't want to play a different race.
The director's named Joshua Newton, and he thought that Owen would be perfect for this role as an attorney.
Johnny Cochran.
If it don't fit.
Carl Douglas.
Yeah, if it don't fit, you must acquit.
Well, you
got to be. Yeah, you see?
May not remember this attorney, but Douglas McCann.
No. And my grandpa had like 7 tapes of all the different court trials.
So OJ's expected expense was about $50,000 a day. And he was still signing autographs in prison and, you know, making a killing.
Oh, yeah.
County, wherever he was locked up.
I said that day he died, everybody in the world that wanted an OJ autograph could go buy one. Like, there was so many. It showed you how many autographs that dude signed because they all hit the market at one time.
So how close did Owen Wilson get to actually playing this part? According to Joshua Newton, the director, he says that Owen backed out after he read the whole script and realized that it suggested that OJ was innocent.
But it's a movie. Like, who's the guy that plays the A.H. guy in The Man in the High Tower?
Melro.
Is that bad? I mean, it's an alternate lifestyle or timeline. Look at,
but you know when they did Jojo Rabbit, Taika Waititi, he played that role himself.
Really?
Yeah.
And what about the comical movie that was actually really good?
Jojo Rabbit?
Yes.
With the little boy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Taika Waititi directed it, and he played that role himself. Remember, he played the.
Holy crap!
Yeah, that was him playing that role himself because somebody didn't want to cast it, or it was weird casting it, so he just did it himself.
I mean, if you're an actor, you're an actor. What about when he's played murderers before, just not a famous one, I guess?
He was in Shanghai Nights.
He's Drillbit Taylor. He's got a kid that he doesn't want to meet.
My God, y'all are fast on that. Well, you used to work for Redbox, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't.
You used to sit inside the machine outside the drugstore and hand people movies.
Supposedly told the director after reading the whole script, quote, "If you think I'm going to take the lead role in a movie about how OJ didn't do it, you've got to be kidding me," end quote. So the movie actually has been in development for 9 years.
Okay.
Do you, honest to God, first off, I don't remember that lawyer at all.
I don't either.
So are they going to throw that much money? Because that's, I mean, I was reading, right? I read something the other day that was talking about a big name actor, and he was getting paid $15 million for the role. Because I was wondering, like, what inflation did to that. And so $12 million to him, is it just to say, and Owen Wilson at the end of the, you know, trailer?
I don't know.
I don't see that. And, I'm so moral. I hate that crap. And not morals, but just when people cling on. It wasn't a good fit. To say, oh, yes, I'm so higher than, I don't know.
I can't find this
guy. I'm overjudging him right now.
If you try to look him up, it's just pictures of Owen Wilson.
Yeah, like, I don't remember him from the team or anywhere.
This sounds fishy with an F.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing to do with the band.
I bet it is.
So maybe they'll get this movie finished by October 3rd. It's the 29th anniversary of the verdict of the trial. So maybe they'd be out in that time.
Wow.
Probably never happened.
Yeah, wow.
So anyhow.
They're going to replace him with Will Ferrell. He accepted it.
Yeah, he's been trying to ever since John C. Reilly got to be, what's his name, from the Lakers.
Oh, Dr. Buss.
Yeah, Dr. Buss.
Jenny Daddy.
And that show got canceled.
That show was a great idea until you tried to watch it, and then it wasn't that good.
At least you know how it ended. It's not one of those shows where it got canceled. It, like, it was a historical show, so you know how it ended.
Yeah.
And it's still going.
It is.
Hey, Jenny Buss.
I got canceled.
Are you getting sleep at night, every night?
Lakers.
Some. It's like college.
Some people are not, and the cicadas are so loud that people are calling 911.
They about to start hooking up. I'm telling you.
I haven't heard any yet where I live.
I have a bird that I think does cocaine because it never goes to sleep.
You want
to
hear some cicada noises?
It's chirping. Not really. Sure.
They sound like a buzzing and like a clicking noise.
Like during the day, it just sounds like a high-pitched humming, but at night, it sounds like a jungle.
Exceptionally loud right now. They were out pretty good in our neighborhood.
I don't know if you can tell, but that guy's from South Carolina.
Pretty good in our neighborhood.
You notice the theme there, like it's only going to happen in the Southeast.
Yeah.
Hundreds of thousands of them.
That's that audio comes from Newberry County, South Carolina.
In case you
prosperity.
Want, you can't stand them and you're thinking you want to hunt them, you can eat them. They're edible.
Why does everybody want us to eat bugs now?
I don't know. I couldn't picture picking them off of wherever they are in the trees or in the grass.
The crunch would be ridiculous.
Yeah. Like I've eaten crickets, but not like in the wild. Well, I have. I did one time. But I've eaten the ones from like Spencer's.
When I was a kid and I had the pet snake, Eric, we called him. Named after Eric Estrada from Chips. But I'd go get a mouse at the feed and seed store. Used to be out on Lawrence Road with the white horse out there.
Oh, yeah.
I'd go get a mouse there to feed him, and I'd get myself a chocolate-covered cricket off the counter up front.
That's the taco place now.
Yeah.
So a sheriff's office in Newberry, South Carolina, for those who aren't around here, they asked people on Facebook this week to stop filing noise complaints. There's just too many of them.
They can't arrest all the cicadas.
Yes.
Well, we want John first. John Cicada.
Mm-hmm.
Breaking a noise ordinance. You
and
need to come with us.
Then we're going after Orlando Cicada.
And then we
Baseball
want,
Hall of Famer.
Then we want that singer Neil Cicada.
Yes. And anybody that's wearing a cicada watch.
Uh-huh.
Some people have called it to report that it sounds like a siren or some sort of weird roaring sound that was really loud.
Like a big rig in park, but on.
Big rig here.
Like an idling diesel.
Yeah.
How long does it last, this cicada?
Fatboy seems to know a lot about this. Like you were talking about it several months ago, like it's about to happen.
Yeah, well, they stay underground for years and years.
17 years.
Yeah. And they just come up to reproduce and
what are they doing down there? Are they hibernating or do they have little villages and like an ant hill?
Yeah, they just like hibernate down there.
They're throwing little cicada weddings.
But does that mean they're asleep? Are they like a bear would hibernate?
Kind of.
But they do it for 17 years.
They go dormant, and then they come to life, and they're very loud.
What an awful life.
And bears hibernate with butt plugs, self-made.
Mm-hmm.
They don't go to Dorman, whatever you said.
Dorman?
She said they go to Dorman.
Dormant.
Well, I mean.
Undertaker went to Dorman.
Otherwise, you would hear him in the ground. You hear like this roaring, rumbling.
God, maybe that was all those earthquakes. They were like
released,
getting horny.
They're active for 4 to 6 weeks, it says here on the Google.
And then they go back in for 17. But what are, did they need our atmosphere to impregnate their lady cicada?
I mean, they got to come up and do that. Then it's just a prolonged developmental phase of 17 years. 17 years of development.
God, it's almost like us. Like, you can't do dick till you're 18. Yeah. Anything, I mean.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
21 now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless they remain single, only to do it again
next
time.
You imagine you're down there, it's like, yes, when I get up there, I'll finally get some, yeah. And then all the other cicadas are like with the other cicadettes, and they're not having anything to do with you. It's like Dodgeball. You're the last one.
No.
That's an animated Pixar movie. I'm waiting to see.
Yeah, nobody picks you, and you have
the lonely cicada.
That's why you're getting louder, because you want people to hear you. Like, I'm over here.
Then it turns to a growl.
Or they all just hook up so fast, and you're like, it's too fast.
Yeah. Two dude cicadas on one lady cicada.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they didn't figure it out.
I got to rebuild the supply.
Still working.
Use it or lose it.
All right, then. Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Thank you, Paige. John Cicada. Fatboy, what is up in sports? There was another one on the tip of my tongue on the Cicada Ring of Fire little thing we were doing. He said Sadaka. There was another one, though. I'll come up with it.
No, I can't say that. So you know Reggie Bush has been trying to get his Heisman Trophy back?
Yeah.
We have a major update on that.
Oh, yeah.
We'll give you some news coming up.
Is Ken Golden going to auction it off to him?
They found it in OJ's storage unit.
Oh, amongst other items. All right, we'll get to that and a whole bunch more next year. Rise Guys Sports. Good morning, everybody.
The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
The Rise Guys morning show continues.
The Rise Guys.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fatboy.
On this day in sports history, man, you got to help me out with this.
Oh, boy.
I've never heard this story, and I hope you know it. Way back in 1980, Oakland Athletics manager Billy Martin.
Who the hell is Billy Martin? I'm kidding. It's an inside joke.
He was restrained by umpires for attacking a fan. I never heard that before in my life.
Nor have I.
He was a hothead.
You're thinking of nine. Oh, no, that's Piehead.
Pot.
You were saying 1980?
Yeah.
So he was the predecessor to La Russa? Camatone?
Yeah.
Wow. No, I mean, I may have heard it and forgotten it, but I don't remember that. I thought Ty Cobb was one of the last guys to do that.
Huh. Yeah, I'm trying to find out about it, but I don't have details, if you will.
I saw a funny video on X that happened back in, looked like the 70s, that Matt might know something about. Reggie Jackson was at the plate. Jack Denny was on the bump. Or no, John Denny. So Reggie Jackson hits a home run, and then when he gets to home plate, there's some trash talk, and Reggie Jackson goes out and tackles the guy he just hit a homer off of, beats the hell out of him.
I think it was Chris Chambliss that actually had to separate the two.
I know that it was Oscar Gamble, and somebody carried Reggie off, literally carried him away, and he's clapping his hands.
Oscar Gamble was awesome because he had huge hair but still pulled the cap on it. You know, he was great.
It was a real fight, though. I mean, Reggie goes and grabs him in a headlock and takes him down and starts punching him in the face.
I didn't know about Billy Martin going into the stands after a fan.
No.
Though.
What did he say? Do you know?
No, it's a little blurb, but I can't find any video or anything anywhere. There are videos of Billy Martin throwing dirt at an umpire, getting ejected.
He had a temper.
I wonder who was the first manager to do that disgraceful thing of kicking the dirt on their shoes. That was the baseball equivalent to spitting in their face. I'm going to offend you right now. How are you going to do that? Well, I'm going to kick dirt on your shoes.
Yeah. Do you remember when they would get nose to nose and just the manager and the umpire and just spit on each other? Those were fun. It's yelling back and forth.
Oh, yelling, spitting, yes. Yeah. Not in the Alomar way.
Oh, no. Scumbag. God, I forgot about that.
Scum.
Those rumors came out way after that.
I know.
Here's a Billy Martin New York Times story from May 8th, 1988. It says, here, I'll scroll down to where it is. It says, Billy Martin, whose career as a player and manager has been interrupted by frequent battles with players and barroom brawls, was involved in a fight at a bar just after midnight Friday, resulted in a cut inside his left ear and required an overnight stay at a hospital.
In 88, 8 years later.
Yeah, he was still managing the Yankees then.
I bet Mickey and Whitey Ford got tired of hanging out with him because he's always trying to fight people.
I was going
to
say that there's always the stories about the three of them tearing it up.
I don't fight no more, man. Bailey's wild. I'm just trying to get drunk.
Bobby Richardson, a good Southern man, tried to set him straight. They wouldn't listen.
Mm-hmm.
So Reggie Bush has been trying to get his Heisman Trophy back 14 years later. Guess what? He was fully reinstated.
His brother Kyle got it for him.
Huh. We cousin. He's fully reinstated. The Heisman Trust announced enormous changes in the college football landscape. Caused him to give Reggie his Heisman back. They will also give USC a replica. And Reggie was suing, or might still be suing, the NCAA. Don't know if this is related, but he got it yesterday in Jacksonville. And there were the people that were there, former trophy winners, to meet him. Spurrier was one of them. I think there were 13 or 14 other ones.
A lot of them were. I know Johnny Manziel was always big on getting Reggie's Heisman back to him.
Yep. Manziel tweeted. He said, thank you for doing what's right. Welcoming a storied member of our history back into the fold. So he looks forward to resuming his Heisman duties, Johnny Manziel, because he boycotted him
until
they got Reggie back in there.
Now he can go to Heisman House.
He can reboot those commercials.
So did they get an annual pension off that or some kind of
I don't know.
Is it a WWE Legends contract?
I hope George
– I bet you it is because I think that – they do at least from the thoughts that they do the conventions and stuff together, get a bunch of Heisman guys together. It's a Heisman show now. Look, there's Emmett Smith.
It says all they get is a trophy for themselves and a replica for the college.
Dang it.
But you get the designation to say, it's like being an Oscar winner or Oscar nominees even kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
But that you get to advertise yourself as Heisman Trophy.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I know in wrestling, if you leave an organization, sometimes they will sue you if you say former WWE super, you can't even use their name in your advertising at all. So I didn't know if it was that way with Heisman.
You know, that's the first thing I thought of was wrestling when the FTC news came out about non-competes.
Yeah.
And them going away.
We're going to get another one of them awesome moments like Sluger.
The immediate jump. Or they didn't even know his contract was up till he's on, you know.
But they can't tamper with him prior to, though.
No.
That's where you got to have a double agent, one of the boys.
Well, that's so hard to prove these days, isn't it?
But the non-compete would be more with people getting fired rather than once your contract's up, it's up, and you can do whatever you want today. Because your contract ran out, it's full course. But if somebody gets fired now, they can jump ship to tomorrow.
Doing what you don't want to do for a year until the contract's up.
That's a long time.
It is.
90 days for wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you a little controversy in my town that I live in.
Uh-huh.
So the NCAA college football game's coming out next year.
The video game.
Yeah. There were banners under a bridge of an overpass that says, "Welcome to Death Valley, NCAA college football." And then the town said, "Who did this? We want to know." And overwhelmingly, all the comments were like, "This is the most badass thing I've ever seen. This is great." And they're like, "You should do a mural." So now they're popping up all over town where it says, "Welcome to Death Valley, NCAA college." Like a cover of the game.
Wow.
Like wrapped on buildings. Like these things are massive.
Oh, okay.
You should get one.
I would love to have one. People are like, you know, the towns are like, "Who did this? This is like a form of vandalism." And people are like, "This is great, man. Just like leave them up. Let them go." They probably got them in Columbia too.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine. Some kind of viral marketing.
That is wild. They just came in and like, it probably paid some of the students.
Oh, if you go down in Pendleton area, you can see them now. Inside of old tattoo studio.
Oh, okay.
These suckers are big.
I'm going to pull over like I got a flat tire.
And
like
stick it in your trunk.
You guys know who Sean Lemon is? I think I'm saying his name right. S-H-A-W-N. Sean Lemon. L-E-M-O-N.
He's related to Don.
Or Chet.
Liz.
Well, he's a Canadian football player. He was. He's been indefinitely suspended for guess what? If you had to take one guess.
Gambling.
Yep. Including games that he played in.
Oh, that's low.
I mean, come on. It's been happening
It happens
probably
a lot.
Since the beginning.
Yep.
I mean, it's like as with the internet and blah, 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 the history unfolds right before our very eyes.
Yes.
Put Pete in the Hall of Fame already. Manfred's not going to do it because he's Bud Selig's right-hand man.
Well, his mission is to make sure nobody can ever watch another baseball game on TV again ever.
Oh, my God. I tried
And he's
forever.
Doing a great job to make sure nobody can ever watch baseball on TV again.
I haven't seen a game in like 3 weeks at least.
There's never on. You get like the Fox Saturday games all you get.
Come on.
It's not going to make you go to the ballpark, is it?
No.
I know. It's dumb as hell.
Dumb as hell.
Blackout rules should only apply on the weekends. Like, okay, maybe it's reasonable you can go on a Saturday, but like on a Tuesday night when you're 2.5 hours away to watch
it's like when the post office closes at 4:30 when most people get off at 5. Makes no sense.
Yeah.
So it comes out, or has come out, that some PGA Tour stars got paid to stay on the tour. They got some secret payouts, they're calling them. Tiger Woods allegedly got $100 million to stay on the PGA Tour. The funds were available after a group of investors, I guess, chipped into a pot to keep these guys going.
They gave Rory $50 million, is it?
Yep. So $1 billion will be split up, obviously. They're not all going to get equal shares as 193 golfers. They're going to pay the guys who stay on tour. Still no, they said the merger was imminent, but there's nothing on that.
That's what you have to do. I mean, there's not going to have any loyalty to any particular league or team anymore like people used to.
They're going
to
go where they get paid.
Absolutely. So you got to pay them.
The whip out of here. Blood money. They're going to talk about Saudi blood money. It'd be hard to turn down if somebody cuts you a check for, "Hey, man, come do radio in Saudi Arabia. How much you'll give me? $300 million?
Too hot.
Too hot.
Way too hot.
The radio station van would be a Lamborghini, though, wouldn't it? Yeah. But a van.
A Lamborghini van.
Van. All right. Thank you. We will take a break, come back. You can get on the Horn Touch Base with us. The Renewal by Anderson studio line is 1-800-774-0093. Mm-hmm. Once again, 1-800-774-0093.
Renewal by Anderson of the Carolina Studio Line.
And then here in about 35 minutes, Facebook fussing. Morning, everybody.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.